Hello, good evening. Hello, sir. Good evening. Yes, my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Sure.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, my first question to you is, are you a legal resident in the state of Minnesota?
I am.
Oh, great. And moving on, sir, are you at least 18 years of age?
I am.
Okay. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, sir, like in your own words?
The biggest issue?
Mm-hmm.
I would probably, it would be, are you talking like from a political level?
Oh, well, we can say economy and jobs, you know, taxes, education, healthcare, environment, crimes and drugs, or if you have any other issues, we can also take that into consideration.
Sure, okay. Then I would probably end up saying excess spending on the state level.
Okay. And to you, sir, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issues?
Most pressing global issue?
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably be things Ukraine and Russia, China, Taiwan, and Israel, Palestine.
No problem. Well, to you, sir, what would be the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
With the push to EV, there's not a substantial the electric grid that can't withstand all of that. So finding a more efficient way to create electricity to sustain electricity.
Oh, to sustain electricity, no problem. And moving on, sir, my other question to you would be is, we would like to know is, using a scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries, for example, agriculture and farming, sir? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I would say good.
What about electric utilities? How would you rate environmental performance? Would you say excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Can you be a little bit more clear what you mean?
Oh, it doesn't specify, but that's okay, sir. What about mining? Would you rate the environmental performance as excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good. And what I was trying to say is, like, if you're going to just say electronic overall, I don't know if you mean production or if you mean consumption, or is it like, hey, the appliances that are in the house, how do they do? That's what I was trying to.
Oh, yes, sir. It doesn't specify, but that's okay.
Okay.
What about medical manufacturing? How would you rate the environmental performance on medical manufacturing? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Medical manufacturing? Is it like medical / manufacturing or the manufacturing of medical equipment, or?
It just says medical manufacturing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, then I probably won't answer.
No problem. What about forest products, sir? How would you rate the environmental performance of forest products? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I probably won't answer that either. You said forest products?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then I probably won't answer. Without knowing what the actual question is, then probably won't answer.
What about refining, sir? How would you rate the environmental performance of refining? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Probably won't answer that one either.
Oh, okay. Well, moving on, sir, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? For example, forest and timber industries, would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor. What about environmental groups? How would you rate the job they're managing in forest and natural resources in Minnesota? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. And county land departments, how would you rate how they're managing forests and natural resources? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. And U.S. Forest Service, how would you rate the job they're doing in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Also poor.
Okay, and Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, how would you rate how they're managing forests and natural resources? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. Well, how important do you feel The forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is Minnesota's economy. Do you consider it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Okay. And moving on, sir, how important a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
I'm sorry, did you say very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Oh, okay. And moving on quickly, each year trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Do you consider it to be more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Probably fewer, but a good assessment.
Oh, fewer. Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? Do you feel there are more, fewer, or about the same?
More.
Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future? Would you say a yes or a no?
Yes.
Okay. Moving on quickly, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Oh, I'll say no impact. If those are the three choices, I'll say no impact.
Oh, okay. Do you feel it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Yes.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Say the question one more time.
Do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Yes.
Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Would you say a yes or a no to that, sir?
Yes, but okay. It won't be wildly efficient, but yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so far for your responses. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Yes.
Okay. And moving on quickly, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
Okay. And do you donate money to environmental causes? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No, probably not, no.
No. Okay. All right, moving on, sir. The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private land owners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Significant.
Okay, and moving on quickly, sir, thank you for your responses. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Would you support or oppose it?
I would oppose.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin's investments will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training and operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investments creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industries, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries? Would you support or oppose, sir?
If I understood the question correctly, oppose. Sorry, it was lengthy, so I might have misunderstood. But my answer would be, is there going to be state funded programs to XYZ?
It just mentions, sir, let me see. It says like Wisconsin's investments creates public private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. And it also mentions the investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. So it's asking if you would support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry, like something similar to what Wisconsin is doing. Mm-hmm. Would you support
or oppose? I would oppose.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. I'm just going to list several components of the program. I'll be very quick. After each, I just want you to tell me if you'd support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. For example, the first one says, create a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay. And increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Would you support or oppose that?
I would oppose.
Okay. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' job provide. Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir, these last questions. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have my bachelor's.
A bachelor's. Okay. And moving on, sir, would you say your age is 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
18 to 34.
Okay. How would you describe the community you live in, sir? Would you say it's a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. All right, sir. Your annual household income, would you say it's less than $25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000?
50 to 75.
Mm-hmm. Do you consider your political views to be liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Okay, sir. And which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Would you say manufacturing, business or retail service, sales, I'm sorry, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade, a white-collar professional service, business administration, or are you a retired homeowner, student, or unemployed?
Probably the white-collar business or trade.
Okay, sir. Well, that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. Your answers are so helpful to me, sir. Thank you. Have a nice day. Thank you, sir.
Of course. Hey, you're really good at this.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, have a great night.
Good to you, sir. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Yep.